Well, speaking of new and moving on to the next topic, that would be Marvel herbicide, which is pretty new, and another way that FMC is investing in farming's future by providing solutions for growers. So, and this is pretty new, just introduced in March of last year. Tell us a little bit more about Marvel.
The big thing that we're seeing is, you know, glyphosate is not like what it used to be. In a lot of cases, people have increased the rate, and or they're seeing resistance. So they're going to need to tank mix something with it. And Marvel is an excellent tank mix partner to go in with glyphosate because it's two different products tank mixed in the Marvel that's going to give you a broad spectrum from improved water hemp control to better lamb's quarter control, velvet leaf control, all the things that Roundup maybe is struggling on from a resistance or species that sometimes Roundup just doesn't perform as well on, particularly lamb's quarter and velvet leaf. So Marvel is a great fit to make sure that we get very good post-emerge weed control. And again, I emphasize it should be used in a combination of a program. I like to see an authority product down, followed by a glyphosate Marvel application. That way we're bringing in effective modes of action, both pre-emerge and post-emerge, and complementing and producing that best weed control program. So at the end of the year, as the farmer's driving around his fields at this time of the year or harvesting, he's going to see a clean field.
So what you're saying is that Marvel should fit into a soybean grower's overall approach to weed management.
Exactly, and that's where it complements, because it's, you know, the Marvel is going to be a class 14 chemistry. It mixes with the glyphosate, which is a class 9, so we got two different sites of action going out there post-emerge and versus just a single mode. And so, again, it helps in that resistance management, and then, like I said, combining it with that pre-emerge program so that we have as many weeds controlled before they even germinate. And so we reduce that selection pressure. You know, I'd like to get to the point that, you know, that post-emerge application is really just a cleanup, as a lot of people would say, is almost aesthetic weed control, that pre-emerge is giving you 90-95% control, and you're just picking up a few of those escapes, protecting that yield so you don't have anything that's competing, as well as that can then go to seed and cause you problems in subsequent years.
So have you seen fields or heard from growers who used Marvel this year and witnessed how it worked?
There's been a lot of satisfied customers. Again, it's almost become a necessity that, you know, you can't just go and spray straight glyphosate anymore, not knowing what you have for resistance, you know, whether you're in southern Iowa, northern Iowa, Minnesota, and as you move farther to the south, it's even more critical because of resistance is at a greater degree, say in Missouri and southern Illinois. You just need some additional products in. Marvel compares very, very favorably with some of the other PPO-type products out there. Flexstar and Cobra are other competitive products that are used in that arsenal. The Marvel, because it's two different chemicals in that premix, we have a little bit of broader weed control spectrum than the two products I mentioned earlier. And so, again, a very nice fit, excellent flexibility, and great program for